It is my dream that one day Nigeria will get it right in many areas. I know that that's the prayer of many well-meaning Nigerians who are listening to the sounds of our voices this wonderful day. Why is the sound so funny? Somebody needs to fix this. Hello, hello. Yeah, the sound needs to be fixed. But anyway, we are here live for another beautiful time on radio as we bring you the best of radio broadcasting in a special way. It is radio like you've never known. It is a place of happiness. I call it the expression of freedom, of peace and happiness. And that's all we all need, don't we?
Exactly.
Welcome indeed to What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Yeah, that's what's up. Welcome, welcome Lagos, Nigeria. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Adwobi Teker.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Welcome to What's Up Lagos.
That's What's Up. We kickstart the show, the first hour, asking you how you're doing, what's going on around your area. Like, that is standard. It's what we get to do here. It's called the Feel of Lagos. Lagos, wherever it is you are right now, to tell us what's going on around you and how are you feeling. You want to scream, What's Up Lagos? We're here for it.
That's absolutely correct. And we ask you how the feeling is. We also bring you an opportunity to let out your strongest or emotions that are weighing you down, whether it's a regret or a feeling of depression, whatever it is, just call me and scream, What's Up Lagos, and let it out in the sky and then be free. That's what we do. And we also have our daily banter, which, of course, I have a complaint to make. First of all, let me start from here. You know, by the way, Andy, how are you?
I'm fine. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm fine. How are you?
You good? Fine. Look at me in the face.
How are you, Colin?
Fine. Great. There's something in your eyes. Let me take it off.
Okay.
Guys, don't hate. Just appreciate.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. If I don't, who will? You know? Absolutely. Now, for those joining us for the first time, we are the Techers indeed. And it is an opportunity for you to meet the first real-life couple to presenting a radio show live on radio right here in Africa, of course, in Nigeria, in Lagos. Mm. And yeah, so welcome aboard. If you're a first-time caller, let us know because we'll get into that. So I was going to talk about a complaint, two things. I mentioned it yesterday. First of all, why on earth? What's going on with plantain and banana getting expensive? Is it by season? I've been waiting for banana season. It's not. I've never seen banana season in this Lagos. I want to buy banana. I counted the fingers. It was like 1, 2, 3, about 5 fingers, guys. And they were telling me, oh, the guy mentioned 500. I don't look. I see my give him a slap first. The guy said 500 naira. I'm like, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This green
that
thing.
That is one is 100 naira.
I'm like, 500, what's going on? The guy said, I was okay. I was even stupid. And I said, let me give you, no, I thought I was, you know. I said, let me give you 250. The guy said, no, he dropped it. He just, you know how to behave now. He just carried and dropped mm-hmm. it and faced on, hey, customer, what do you want? I'm like, I'm still standing here. He said, oh, guy, you don't want to pay now. The money is 500. Banana is cost. Banana is cost, bro. Is that English? Anyways. And then I moved from there. I went to another place and I saw another one. It was like 6 fingers. The guy said, 500. If I have 300, I can collect. So I now realized that, man, for weeks, I've been doing this, not just one day. It's not like yesterday. Yesterday was just like, let me find out again. For weeks now, I noticed that banana has been expensive. And then the other time you went to the market, you also said plantain.
Plantain, yeah.
It's something else.
So it's gold right now. Plantain is gold.
What's going on? What's going on? Mm. The banana one is what's annoying because I grew up in a place where banana is banana. You know, you see the banana, you know this is banana. Like, we throw away bananas that are, I mean, if you do not see, if the banana, no, you know, not very yellow, thick, sweet. We have different types, you know. Mm. And then coming here to see stuff we used to give to I don't want to call the animal so that you don't say, is that what we're eating here? No. Stuff we used to pick away, I mean, throw away, like this is manure. We turn it to manure. That's what somebody's telling me, 500 naira, just calling price for me. So it became tough. It's been tough for me to handle this. I mean, really, really tough. I've not seen fine banana in Lagos, and the price will be high. I mean, somebody points me in the direction. I mean, do you have where they sell cheap banana in Lagos? Because I love to eat bananas. I don't know who else is in that boat right now, but that's my first complaint.
It's not just bananas, right? A lot, yeah, foodstuff, basically. The hike in price of foodstuff is outrageous. And something, I mean, we keep saying something has to be done. What exactly is the issue? Why exactly do we have the hike in prices of, you know, these things that we're supposed to, you know, have easy access to, you know?
Someone who said the dollar is high, there's inflation. I understand that. But I think that our people were adding some more jada to it. Because that's an excuse. Oh, the dollar is high, things are expensive. Yeah. But I just still feel on the side. That's just me thinking. I may be wrong.
I think what they do is
that our people add some more jada. They add it extra. They just want to, you know, just ride
in case,
on it.
Just in case they run at a loss, there's something to, you know, cushion
fall
the effect.
Back.
Yeah, I think so.
So it goes back on the table to the government. But that's why I want specifically banana. I want to know. Maybe there's, I mean, I'm the one who's not going to the right places. Maybe there's somewhere, whether it's in the mainland or anywhere, where I can buy correct banana that is not expensive, that I can be proud of, that is sweet, that is not green. And they'll say, don't ripe, it's ripe. Don't worry. If you open it, it'll be ripe inside. No, real banana. Yeah, right. Just let us know.
How do you feel letting that out of your chest?
Man, it feels great. It feels great. That's the first thing. I don't want to do comments on that, except if you have a way to point to that. But the second thing, again, today, which I say there are two things, you know. You see, guys, I'm going to advise you on something, really. I know that I've said this before. You see, when you go to a restaurant, you go out for, you go to a restaurant or you go to, you're at the beach or anywhere, maybe you're for an outing, especially a place you're not familiar with. Please eat what you know. Order what you know. Don't go by the name. Don't hear, oh, Magito. Don't hear, oh, hey. You just hear a name. It sounds sweet. It sounds like a brand. For your mind now, you'll be like, let me have it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
I think you're trying to report yourself.
They will mix ice. Ice. Mm-hmm. And Saint Lee for you. You drink it and you be like, oh, this burrito.
You didn't know what it was.
So
you requested for it. It was brought to you.
I'm pure African, and I always take pride in that. I'm opportuned to be able to speak English the way I do, but that doesn't take the Africanness out of me. I mean, I just love it that way. Some people call it Bushman. I'm okay. I've been a hunter before, so what more bushy can you be? And I've been a farmer too. So, yeah, call me the bushman. But a bushman who has seen civilization. But let me tell you something. That's why I went there. Oh, I say, what would you like to have? I know, of course, she's not a bush lady. She already mentioned her own spoon. I didn't hear what she said. Guys, don't laugh at me. That's fine, spoon. And it's okay. The attendant already took notes. And he asked me, I was now confused. I wanted to say, what do you have? But, no, before, I was first confused. So, I was going to say, what do you have? But I held him. I said, let me think. Before I go and mention once, before I say, give me bush meat, and then I say, or before I mention what is not available, I said, okay, what would you offer me? Before the lady just said, oh, would you have, I can't remember, what's the name again?
Mojito.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, I said, would you have Mojito? The name sounded good, you know, La Vida Loca, Mojito, you know. I was just like, yeah, give me some Mojito. And then Mojito appeared. And I was looking for the Mojito. They gave me the Mojito and I was looking for it. So, and then
my chest.
She noticed that I wasn't taking it. And then she was going to ask me, what's up? Are you not taking it? He said, what? She didn't know what I ordered. So, she now tasted it. Is that this Mojito? I'm like, Moji what? Moji Solani. Moji.
And then I looked at the expression on your face like, you didn't know that this is how this thing tastes.
Yes.
Right?
I just said, let me try it. You know, I said, let me try it.
And
I tasted it and then I started liking it. You know, by force.
Are you sure?
You don't know how much I pay. You don't know how much. I would like it by force. So, so guys, that was my experience.
Oh my
so I decided
God.
That today on the radio, in our banter, I will mention that, guys, eat what you know. order what you know. Don't be embarrassed.
No, no, no.
When they say, oh, no. Don't be embarrassed.
But it's also good to try new things.
Try what?
You'll try new things.
That's why I went to that Indian restaurant. They offered me onions. Onions. Onions, guys. They gave me fork and knife to eat onions. And they put it there. I love onions raw sometimes, but I never expected that they'll dish you onions with sauce.
I mean,
away from that. Mojito. Yeah. I can't forget that experience.
It's good to try new things, right? It's good to try new things and, you know, it's not a big, it's not a problem. But I still go by, you know, order for what you know.
Order anyway, what you know, indeed.
01465-7190, Lagos, Nigeria, to tell us what's going on around your area. Mm-hmm. How are you this morning? Have you tried something
that you did not know before
that
because of name?
That you didn't know before.
Maybe a drink or something. Just some people used to go to. Sorry for cutting you, sweetheart.
Okay.
But some people used to go to, when they get to supermarket, you know, especially they go to some area that checking things they don't know. You know, now buy this one will be, just look at the name. Okay, let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
So just for pride to show that, okay, at least you know something.
Mm.
Advice is don't buy what you don't know. Don't pick up what you do not know.
Oh my goodness, that cracked me up, Sarah. Oh my goodness, you need to see me today. I mean, this particular thing happened.
Okay.
I could not even hold myself. Mm. I felt like my laughter was what embarrassed you the most.
Yeah.
Not even the fact that.
And I was frowning. I said, money is involved here, please. This is not a joking matter. There's money involved here.
You know, we both had to finish it. You know, I had to join in the. In the drinking
Mojito.
Of that particular cocktail. Anyway, 01465-7190.
That's right. That's the number to call. I don't know if our regular lines are back, but you can call that one. If you are a regular caller, ensure that you punk me for a bit and send us a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number to call and tell us what's happening with you wherever you are in the city. The never sleeps. Lagos it is.
We talk about real life conversation.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? What
do you?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Woo! Welcome, ooh. Welcome.
Calling Mojito.
Well, don't laugh, it's a serious matter. Yeah. Money was involved, please.
Why did you order something like sushi?
You know, I was just there.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want to embarrass myself, you know, like mention what I don't know. Yeah, I behave myself. She now suggested. It sounded good in my ear. You know, I felt like, okay, let's see how it tastes. So,
I was some 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was like 11 years ago, 2010.
Yeah. All right.
I was in China.
Okay.
Went on a trip.
Okay.
My school, and so we're going from, we're eating in the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
From this restaurant to this restaurant. Do you know I was a tester?
You really want to test? That's okay, it's okay.
In fact, when, you know, I don't know how I just had that kind of talent. I started eating those Chinese delicacies.
Mm.
And my colleagues would call me, Sonny, come, test this one. Is this good?
Okay.
Oh my.
I became their tester, and funny enough, anyone that I affirm that is good, every one of them will rush it, but I want to tell you, before that trip, everyone had stomach ache.
Wow.
Stomach trouble.
Wow.
So that's why you must eat what you know.
No, my brother. Thank you very much. God bless you. You didn't tell us your name, but it's okay.
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. Thank you for calling, Sunday. Eat what you know. Don't look at name. Paquito Mojito.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Wow.
Jesus, you're going to call in for me, Kurdi.
Welcome,
Nancy.
Andre. Your laugh, they make my laugh, they laugh. Well, you take it, yes. Well, next time, order for Banga soup and starch.
At a beach.
That's cocktail, eh? You know, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. We're happy to hear you. What if I just said quietly, Chapman is a simple good to. If you cocktail, just say Chapman. Anyhow, Chapman get the taste, get us taste. You know, depending what I would have put inside. And I went to pick it up. You know? Now I know what not to order. But some people will love it.
Yeah. If you like soda water, Hello.
Hello.
What's up,
Lagos? Chester, good morning. Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, you there? Ooh la la. Hello. Good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Tammy, calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Tammy.
Yes, sorry calling about your experience, but why didn't you just ask what was inside the mojito?
I should not be asked. I don't want to disgrace myself.
May
I disgrace myself?
No, Abba. That's
now I've learned. No, seriously,
on a serious tip. When you go to any of these places, it's best to just be like, oh, what's in it? What's it made of?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very particular about what I eat.
Yeah.
So anytime I go anywhere, I ask them, oh, what's in it? Does it have cheese? Does it have onions? All things I don't like, I ask.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they tell you, sometimes the waiters don't know, and then you tell them, please ask the chef or ask the drink person.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and they tell you, so you just say, what's in the mojito or whatever. Because sometimes they give the regular drink their old fancy name, you know? So it might be something you're used to, but they've given their own special
flavor.
Yeah, so it's always good to ask. You will not embarrass yourself by just asking what's in it.
I've learned the hard way. Thank you so much.
That way you don't go pay for something.
My sister, I pay you. I pay happy. I drank it like Jedi. You know? You know how you squeeze your face to take it. You guys all laugh. You know how you can't take Jedi with smiling. Who have you seen taking Jedi smiling?
Oh my goodness.
I drank it like Jedi.
I think the expression on your face was what knocked me out. I was like, no. I had to taste it like, yo, Colin, did you know that this is what this is like?
Oh my, oh my. Well, we have more calls coming in. We can squeeze in one before we go on a break. Ikechukwu, quickly. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Ikechukwu. Hi, Ikechukwu. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester.
Well.
You have... Welcome.
Komoko.
You have 30 seconds. Quickly, we need to go on a break. Let's hear you.
Okay. I said that. Komoko.
We've heard you. Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to ask a question. I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Where did you keep our palliative money? Where did you keep our palliative
if
money?
If I give a left hand.
Cesarissa.
I don't know. Oh, my government.
Oh,
you know, I would like to, sir. I would respectfully like you. With respect. I'll give a left hand. Anyways, this is a good point to go on a break and come back and have some great more fun on radio. Is Mojito still on the matter? Moji. We'll be right back right here.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
That's right, it's What's Up Lagos, and you're still hanging out with the Techers. It's still a feel of Lagos right now to tell us what's going on around your area. How are you doing this morning? And yes, Collins just shared with us his very not-so-good experience as to how that he went to order something that he didn't know. And yeah.
You were there.
It wasn't a good experience at all.
You were there. You know, that's what is... You now say, you didn't know.
I wasn't
How
there
can I
now.
Assume?
I wasn't there when you were
Yes, you were not. You
I
know,
wasn't around
inside,
when you
yes.
were ordering.
Yeah. But you noticed.
But I saw that something still, came.
It was still much there.
And, you know, when it came, I drank mine first. I didn't know what yours was. So I didn't even. Normally, what I do is I try to see yours. And
you
but this time around, I didn't do. For some reason, I don't know. I didn't just, you know, taste it.
All right.
And. It was later that you came and you had yours. I just noticed that ass guy.
I was thinking
you're not
like
drinking this.
Anyways.
Oh, goodness. We have WhatsApp messages. Chijoke from Ikorodu says, calling, so this our Andrea is not as wonderful as we think. Oh, she stood there and you ordered mojito. I was chill, mojisola at premium price. Kill me, but don't kill me, please.
Oh, my God.
Okay, another here is saying, this is coming from E Plus, the storyteller says, my Beleo Collins, Tekeo, I'm just laughing here. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers the life.
He says, Andrea, thanks for helping Collins out to finish the mojito. Eat what you know, don't join the crowd.
Oh, ho. Ask, now I've learned, ask, please, what's in the mojito?
Exactly, what's in
don't
it?
Don't follow Nemo. It's not by street Nemo. Hey, God. You know, in Africa, there's a tendency in most African languages, things that are bad or nasty things or disgusting things have disgusting names.
Mm.
It's hardly you see something that has a funny name, except a few languages.
Okay.
A funny name, I mean, that has a beautiful name, but it's something funny.
Yeah.
You understand? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think because of that mindset, when I hear a name sounds boom, 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 you know, I'm like, yo.
Boom, boom.
I'm like, yo, this is going to be good. And then they offer you the mojito and then you are like,
this reminds me of a certain experience I also had when I was in Benin Republic.
Okay.
So the family I was living with at the time, they served us rice, boiled rice.
Okay.
And a sauce that I don't know for God
what it was
made of.
Okay.
But it was one creamy looking onions, like all of it, onions.
Onion soup. Wow.
Like large sized onions. Like it was sliced very, very large, and it was creamy, kind of whitish, with olives in it. I just could not eat that thing. I just could not eat it.
Did you taste it at all?
I did taste it, but it wasn't tasting good at all. And you know, this was part of their how would I put it? Their favorite food, in that family. I just could not take it. Anyway, Familia here is saying, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Detekers. Collins, and he said, Collins, the banana matter is painful. I can't even afford to buy it for my 18-month-old daughter.
You see?
It says, Andrea and Collins, let me ask you a question, please. Who first ate boiled egg? Somebody must have brought up the idea of eating boiled egg. All right. Another here is saying, good morning, Detekers. I have been to a restaurant on the island and I ordered for a bar. I thought it would be like 500 to 700 naira. When I'm done eating, I asked how much, they told me 2-5. And I actually paid for the food, but I was so angry with myself. This is Bennett from Ajegunle.
All right. So to let you know that the lady that actually served me, because I'm still on this mojito matter, she called it mojito. It was later and I found out that it is actually mojito. It's pronounced mojito. It's a J, but it's pronounced mojito.
Mm.
So she said, gone, she don't know.
You see, most of them don't know what they're saying.
She said, can I give you mojito? Like, I just okay. Mojisola, mojito, mojisola.
Call it. Thank God.
All right. I'm just like, yo.
Anyway.
And they gave me mojito I never liked. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
We can hear you. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Collins? How you doing?
We're fine.
And Andrea?
We're good. How are you, too?
I'm good. Collins, you're a true bushman.
Thank you very much.
Don't say that.
That thing is not mojito. There's no J. The J is silent.
We just said that now.
I just mentioned that.
We just said that now.
It is mojito. Okay, just let it now.
The lady told me mojito.
She serve no sabi now.
So if you serve no sabi, is it who never taste no sabi? You know.
You know when I go out to eat, it depends on how my stomach is.
Okay.
If I am really hungry, there's no what new food am I trying? Please give me my eba or my fried rice. Let me chop and be full. But you know, if I am trying to feel adventurous, I say okay. I can say okay. What do you have? You call me the name. I say, whatever name you call it. What is inside? Tell me what is inside. If you don't know, go and find out first. So at least I'll know what I'm eating. Not that I'll go now and say, I want to eat sushi. You know, come and give me raw fish to be choking in my stomach. Or what? Then the issue about the banana.
Yes.
And the cost of foodstuff normally. This is the price we are paying in Nigeria for the security situation. Farmers can't go to the farm. If you go to the farm, they'll kidnap you.
Wow.
If you go to the farm, if you are going in the southeast, before you go to the farm, some people say, no, you have to sit at home. So there are no farming. Maybe 800,000 people to go to the farm, soak and risk it and come out with goods. Hmm. Of course, they have to increase their prices.
That's
that
right.
Makes sense.
That's right.
So this is what is happening as an offshoot of that security situation. Mm. Most of the food we eat in the coastal areas in Lagos, whatever, comes from the hinterland.
That's right.
True.
So if we don't solve the security situation or make the place very viable for farmers to move around, go to their farms and be able to bring out their crops, we'll continue feeling this, and that's the prices will keep on going up.
Mm.
So it all falls back to government.
Mm.
See, government has to do something about the security situation so that there'll be food. If not, we have to start importing. We have to continue importing more. Mm-hmm. And dollar price there will still be there.
Mm,
so we are between the fire and the red blue sea and the bad place.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. An offshoot, or would I say a ripple effect, of the security challenge that we're having in the country.
That's right. Hello. Wow.
We have WhatsApp messages.
Okay.
This is coming from Chinedu. Chinedu from Ajax says he's currently in Ijebode.
Okay.
He says, Collins, why are you complaining? You even have the luxury of trying out exquisite delicacies. Mm. What about people like me who are at the other side of the food divide where hunger beats me? So today I was forced to eat raw abacha and gari.
Bros, that's your problem. Hello, please. This is not about you and me. It's about, hello, please. That's your own problem. Who told you? I'm still mourning the money here. You're telling me. Anyways.
Okay. This is Anthony from my papa says, Collins, if you want cheap banana, go back to your village. And he says, your name has officially changed from Collins Teke to Collins Mojito.
Mojito, okay. That's fine. Collins Mojito is fine.
Okay.
If I hear, that's all you're going to know.
All right. Let's see. Much more messages. He says, please, Mr. Collins and Mrs. Collins, this is Jonah. He says today is his birthday.
Hey, Jonah, you told us. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Jonah. Happy birthday to you, Jonah.
It's a regular caller. Happy birthday.
A long life and prosperity.
That's right.
Okay, I think I'm taking this particular one. It's E-Plus. Mm-hmm. Is still laughing at you and laughing at
they
your
story. Laugh. But I know some people have learned today. That's it. I share my experience. No minding. Some people like judge me, reason me. Look, use it to join. You know, in this part of the country, they like people who come here and say, cool. I'm 25 years ago when I was saying, I'm not that guy. Yeah, you understand? I'm not that guy. I have beautiful experiences about life. I moved from, being in the streets, like you all know, to this point. And I'm not about changing. Yes, a lot has changed already, but I'm not going to, because I want to give you a perception and I'll not tell you how it is. It was the lady said mojito, and I had not tasted a mojito before. I didn't have any cause to find out what it was, because whenever I go to places, usually I just choose what I know. I know chicken cannot be different thing. I just say, do you have chicken? Do you have anything? When it comes to the drink, I always go straight to Chapman. But this day, I listened to the name and it sounded good. And meanwhile, the J was supposed to be silent. The lady didn't tell me.
And but I still like that, this is me personally. Maybe I'm like that caller who said he can taste things.
Yeah.
You know, my taste buds does not, mess me up. Even my tummy as well is so strong that it does not mess me up that much.
All right.
Right? So I like to try new things. Mm. Even if it's something I can't take at the moment, I will try it. I'm going to try it.
That's right. Jonah eventually called. Hi, Jonah. Good morning. Yes! Yes! Cheers to life!
Ooh la la!
Ooh la la! Yeah!
Cheers to life, Jonah!
Happy birthday, Jonah!
Wow! Ah, glory be to God, Collins!
Yes! Happy birthday!
Finally! The day before yesterday, I'm trying this number. The number is not going. I said, God! let the devil, she not walk today. He shall never be well with devil. Mm. This our number must work. Yes, I so. Must get seed. And when I was hearing now, they say our normal number has come back to normal. I say, hey,
oh,
the God of Jonah does not sleep, not slumber.
Yes, so.
Happy
All right,
birthday.
Happy birthday,
How do you
Jonah.
Feel?
Hello?
Jonah?
Hey, Jonah.
If I don't talk about the number or the
Jonah?
Network. Jonah? Jonah, come back, Jonah.
Chad, the village well, people have played the first one.
They
on
just
Jonah.
Clear Jonah and say, please.
Jonah, Jonah.
Maybe you call and say, you know, it will not be well for devil. You know? But Jonah, happy birthday to you. Happy,
happy
you
birthday.
Came through.
That's
and,
right.
And we wish you the very best in your life.
Mm.
Well, the numbers. The number to call is 01465-7190.
01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message? You can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp messages. We're just finding out how you're doing. We are just checking on you and also talking about what the situation is like in the neighborhood. And then I also shared my experience of Mojito, you know, my encounter with Mojito. You know, what you pain me the most, not even just the fact that I didn't like the taste. Secondly, I had to pay for it. Like, pay.
Pay for what you didn't
you
like.
You know, Baba Ola is on the line, joining us from Iju. Let's head to hear from Baba Ola as we continue with the calls right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3. Hello, good morning.
What's happening?
Welcome.
Oh my.
Now, so
maybe $2.
Man, eat what you know. That's just a message from me.
Or drink what you know.
Drink what you know. Consume what you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's the truth. Just eat what you know. Mm. If not, it will crash you. The plane will crash where? Okay. You don't go to toilet before.
Anyway.
Okay, cheers, cheers.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. I'm sure that got people cracking and people laughing in there.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to make people laugh. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Yes!
Chest alive!
Yes, chest alive!
Mm.
Welcome.
This is Okwayemi speaking.
Hi, Okwayemi. How is Ikeja this morning?
Oh, it's cool and fine.
Great to know.
You know what? Just the story you were talking about, I have a story about that.
Okay.
You know, there's somebody, I'm laughing already. He actually wants to appreciate a pastor.
Okay.
So, it was when I was serving the North anyway.
All right.
So, he's looking for something that he can, you know, very good wine to buy a pastor. You know, there is this, I don't want to mention the name, I will not say, this one alcoholic, very strong alcoholic drink. He never knew it was an alcoholic drink anyway.
Okay.
So he bought it and gave it to the pastor. The pastor too did not know that it's an alcoholic drink. So he also collected it and looked at it and, oh, fine wine. So fortunately for me, I was around, they called me and like, let's take this wine, or this and that. So on checking it, I saw it. It was one strong alcoholic drink.
Hmm.
When I told him, he said, Kai, that how can somebody buy this kind of drink for him?
Hmm.
So he did not even know. The person that bought did not know. He himself did not know.
Wow.
The
wow.
second one was that.
Wow.
That one happened to me.
Okay.
So I went to a party. They serve us perfume and another drink. Something inside the bottle. It looked like ice cream. So, like you got, sorry. So when I look at it, I was like, which type of yogurt is this again? I was trying to read, so I just, okay, let me even have a taste. When I put it inside my mouth, now soap I put inside my mouth. thank God I've not swallowed it.
Man.
I have to just spill it out.
Absolutely. Man, thank you so much for sharing. Alice.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. So your friends, they get pasto alcohol.
Alvin.
Man.
Oh, wow.
So God forgive me. I've had a similar experience, but let me take Paul first.
Hello, Paul. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, Paul calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Paul.
Good morning, the Turkers.
Good morning.
The beautiful Turkers.
Thank you.
I like your smile.
Thank you.
Okay. My own experience. When I went to spa about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I wanted to buy a meat pie.
Okay.
I even asked the lady there to give me a meat pie.
Okay.
But when I was looking at them inside the shape, I just discovered that there is something they write beef Morito, something like that, beef Morito.
Okay.
The name sounds good, and the way it was shining, I just changed my mind. I asked the lady to give me the beef Morito.
That's it.
So when I took it home, as I unwrapped it and I was about eating, when I tested it, it didn't taste well for me, the way I look at it shining inside the I was so disappointed. I said, my money. But I just squeezed my mind. I just decided to eat it like that because of my money.
Yeah, man. Man, I know that feeling, man. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, my God.
It's buy what you know. That's it.
Yeah, buy what you know.
That's right. Well, success is calling for Moshodi. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. All right, Alice.
Yes, sir.
And Madam Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Success.
Now, by force, I take pass this motto. Make a call on us.
Thank you.
Myself again.
All right.
I love you myself. And the story reminds me of my cousin brother.
Okay.
You know when pure water first come out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this my brother went to the market and he saw people buying pure water. And he thought it's ice cream.
Yeah.
They normally buy it.
What's the name
of this?
We call it the last.
So he bought like, and then the other was 5 naira. So he bought like 50 naira. So he tasted one, and it was just water, ordinary water. do you imagine that this is my cousin brother went there to go and return it back?
Oh my.
And you know, he picked up the quarrel with them and asked them to give him.
Wow. What an experience. So
that was ordinary water for 15 years.
Wow. Wow.
So the other day, I think 2 days ago, I went somewhere, Hamburger. I was very, very hungry. I wanted to buy Eba because that's my favorite food.
Yes.
I couldn't lay hands on any of these. I couldn't see any of this mama put around. So
yeah.
I saw one supermarket and I branched.
Okay.
So I saw cake and Pepsi. I asked them to give it to me. At the end of the day, when they gave me the price, it was 1,015 naira. Just 2 cakes. One small cake and Pepsi. So when I checked my pocket, what I have was 1,100 naira. So it was just God that saved me. Come and see some five ladies around me. There's no way I could have said I'm not buying again.
Oh my God.
Well, we're going to break now. When we come back, we take more of your calls. It's been fun all the way. I know most of you want to call. Not to worry. We also have some WhatsApp messages. You can send yours to 0809-597-5805. We are
The Techers.
And this is What's Up Lagos. And we get into the family talk shortly after the break. I mean, this is making me laugh a lot. I won't lie. It made me, I'm laughing at myself. And ask them what's inside. No, I did not ask. I went to buy.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back, 10:58 on the clock, and a few seconds we'll be heading straight to the newsroom, but we have What's Up messages to take, and let's see, this one is coming from, what's your name now? He says, this is Andy, and he says, good morning, the techers, what's up, Lagos? Here in Ijego, you don't need a nylon bag when you buy. I think I have taken this message before. Another here is saying, good morning, this is Laiwola, what's up, Lagos? Greetings to the techers. Thank you for greeting the techers. Cyril from India says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. This experience reminds me of sometime 9 years back. My church back in Nigeria at Ikeja, the pastor asked one of the ushers to get wine for Holy Communion. The guy went to buy wine. Unknown to everyone, it was an alcoholic wine.
Wow.
That's how the pastor gave Holy Communion, and everyone was sleeping during sermon. Me, as a bad guy, when they drink, he said the drink was alcohol. Say, when they drink alcohol, only me, they listen to message.
Wow.
funny experience.
You're right, Claire. I know your type. I have a similar experience, but time is not our friend. I need to share it because it's very funny. We'll be right back after this break. That's going to the newsroom. Man, what a day.
Stick around, Lagos. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos, 11:03 on the clock. And yes, the family talk will be going live in just a moment. But yep, we have a few WhatsApp messages that we need to quickly take.
That's right.
So Mr. Hassan from Ikorodu says, Collins, don't mind the people mocking you now. Says, now you get your mojito. Andrea, you should have helped him out. Okay.
I'm not complaining about who helped me. I'm complaining about the fact that if the taste was okay, there won't be a problem.
Did he hear the part where we had to drink it together?
Yeah.
Had to share.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to share with me. I mean, I had to drink.
You don't identify it now. You're like this.
Okay. Another message here says, what's up, Lagos? Call it your old good self. The first day I went to a party in the early 90s, I don't know what was salad, but the names sounded too good. It says, bros, after consuming some quantities, guy, for 3 days I was just tying rubber.
You were tying apart for 3 days after eating salad. Wow.
He says, because of purging.
Absolutely.
You know, anyway, you didn't get it?
I get it. I know. I didn't want
to.
I
like
get
it.
He
did not put it on a shirt or a trouser or anything. He's tying rubber. So in case it happens,
it was just wrong. But here's the thing about, you know, the system, the body system, right? What you're not used to, your tummy can reject it until you get used to it. You know, that's what I believe. That's why try what you have an idea. There are general foods, like chicken is chicken. You understand what I'm saying? Just go, do you have barbecue chicken? Do you have fried chicken? Just ask it direct. Don't follow name. Like my good friend, I bought he left meat pie. I went to buy shine something. And then
but it's good to try something new, you
try
know.
Try when you're not hungry. Not when you have money to
okay, yeah,
spend.
Maybe when, exactly. Maybe when you want to be intentionally adventurous.
Yeah.
That can work.
That's
that
right.
Can work.
But the funny thing is, when you are hungry, sometimes you just need a name. What's the name? You just mention it, you're good with it. All right. More messages, because calls are coming in. And
yeah. Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. You made me laugh, and I'm in tears right now. I think that's a bit that we have on WhatsApp.
Okay.
He didn't even put down his name. But shout out to you, the guy tying the rapper.
Okay, let's take these two calls and then regret to a family talk. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life, welcome.
Andra.
Yes?
Andra, Nakoboko again, Nakoboko.
Welcome.
Andra, have you eaten curry with the beans? Gary with the beans.
Beans we never done, no. But Gary and beans,
beans,
yes.
Just 10 minutes to done. You don't do Gary, take that beans, they top them. I enter gentleness for 3 days.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh, my God. How can you say that on the radio?
Hand.
Come on.
Hello, what's to me?
Yeah.
Take care. You're just... Every day you get more and more awesome on the air.
Aww. Thank you.
Thank you, Rotimi.
You are just...
exceptionally awesome.
Thank you.
On your topic this morning, so fun. I've been having a good laugh all morning. Way back in 1996, I had this fellowship to attend in Austria.
Okay.
We had a table. I mean, from all parts of the world, from Japan, Japan, everywhere. And I mean, there's Americans and Japanese at the table. They were to go for the dessert, right? Mm-hmm. And on the table, I saw this beautifully colored purple fruit salad. Mm-hmm. I went for it. I put a chunk on the sauce and we're discussing. I just put some in my mouth. The whole thing gripped my mouth. I couldn't swallow it.
Hmm.
But luckily for me, I had some serviette on my palm. I just pretended as if I was going to wipe my... I had to,
pour
throw
it
everything
out.
In the serviette. It was so horrible.
Hmm. So eat what you know.
Whatever you are not familiar with, please don't go for it.
Mm. That's right. Thank you. Good morning. Rotimi from Idumu. Well...
Right, he says, whatever you don't know, don't go for it.
That's right.
I think it passes a strong message.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I am still on that side that, if you want to be adventurous,
yep,
you want to try new things, go ahead, go for it. I'm here cheering you on.
That's right.
Go for it. But hey, don't come back to me if you are a Thai rapper because of, Pudge. Don't come back to me.
Anyways, for those who are listening to us for the first time, we are...
The Techies.
Live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. We bring you the feel of Lagos in the first hour. Talk about fun stuff and stuff. And it's a reality conversation, guys. Everyday conversation. And then the second hour is for the family talk. And we are set to bring you the family talk for today on the show.
Considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techies. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We're back again. Good morning, Lagos. And the family talk is live. Let's get serious as we bring you yet another big conversation that affects us as our family members. We believe that every family, everybody, no matter who you are, whether you say, I'm not in good terms with my family members, you belong to a family. You come from a family. And we believe that that's where the best training can come from, the trainings that you take along with you as you go. Even though you still have to make your decisions yourself, but the foundational training that you need, values, as it were, come from the family. And that's why we take out an hour exclusively as a family, the Techies, to talk about family matters. And that's because the family actually matters. Today, we have a part two of our yesterday's conversation. We didn't have enough time to explore the conversation, even though Lagosians are ready to talk to us, and many of them called in to be a part of the broadcast and to say, you know what, let's get a part two today and have you talk to us as long as you can on the topic. And what's that topic?
Yeah, so we started asking yesterday, should parents discuss their challenges with their kids? Mm-hmm. Is it okay for parents to discuss the current situation of things in the family with their kids? And a few people said, yes, it is important that your children know, or, that you communicate with your children as to what's going on in the family. Mm-hmm. Why some other people said, no, I think the age should matter. You shouldn't tell them until they get to a certain age. Some people said 13, some people said 18. But today we want to still find out, what are the disadvantages, what are the advantages when you're sharing the current situation of things to your kids? Is it a no-no for you, or is it something that you would encourage?
It's more like a debatable conversation, because, you know, there's people, anytime you have a conversation or a question, that people are on both sides, mm-hmm. all right?
Yes.
We make it a debate. So if you are four, you let us know. Yes, I have my children, they have to know. If you're against, bring your strong points forward and try to keep it within the time, the ambit of the time. 1 minute you've got each caller, let's say 1 minute to 15 seconds or thereabout. Ensure that you stick to the time so that we can take as many calls as possible. And when you come in, prepare your conversation, your thoughts before you get a contribute. So people just call and come in and say, to the topic, and then they're lost and all that. Let's try to keep to the time so we can get as many people. So should parents discuss their challenges with their kids? That's the question. And the aim for this conversation is to do an examination of the effect and consequences of child-parent secrecy.
Also, I mean, we shared the question. We're also asking, is exposing a child to certain mental information detrimental to your mental health? Or, you know, sharing a certain kind of information, would that be detrimental to their mental health? Right.
So let's bring it to your table. Were your parents open to you about their challenges, the challenges they faced, whether it was relationship or the general? Were they open to you about it? Did that have any effect? Can children play a role in helping parents go through challenging time?
Yeah.
If they know, what role do they have a role to play, or their own is just to sleep, wake up, eat, ask and demand? So, do they have a role to play?
If I were to answer that question, yes, they do have a role to play.
So that means if they're not aware, they won't be playing their role.
They won't play their role.
So it makes it a debatable matter. Some will say, no, their children, don't let them know. They should not know anything. So we had a lot of people talk about that. So what side of the divide are you on?
And also, what was your experience growing up? I think Collins asked that question earlier as well. Were you part of those children that your parents told things going on in the family, or you were just in the dark? You didn't know about anything. The current situation, the finances, situation when it comes to, you know, the relationship between your mom and your dad, or anything going on in the family.
I remember I was very young, and, you know, there were these, we're living in a family house. A very big family house. My stepdad's dad was sort of top guy, you know, and then he had so many houses. So all his children, he gave them the culture. Mm-hmm. He built a house where each, there are different buildings, a compound. Each of the children, they have their houses there. Even if you move out, it's like a family house. Even if you move out on your own, you still have a flat
in
somewhere.
The compound,
So I was in that compound. We're living there. You know that kind of compound. No big smarty, you know. Many, many things. You know, this one argue, oh, you killed my this. Ah, you're the one that passed my compound. You're the one that come and sweep this and all that. So all those experiences were there. It became overwhelming. And my mom was just a peaceful, peace-loving woman who would never want anything to affect the children. He would just want, and rather just defend the kids and take them away. So from time to time, things happened. There were arguments that, you know, involved her and my stepdad and other people. I remember I was very young. He would sit me down and explain to me, I don't want you to go there because of this and this and that. And your dad is this, this, that, this and that. My dad used to call my attention to it. So somehow I was aware of the happenings in the compound, and it puts me, you know, it kind of like directed me. I was now careful what I needed to do, who I open up to, and I became responsible. That was me in a way playing my role in ensuring that I can protect the family. Because if I don't tell you, innocently the child can go and say, my mommy and daddy, they have everything. You can't say, I is a child, you know, it doesn't matter, it's a child. What if the child shares a secret that would destroy the life of the family? So if you look at it from that perspective, you'll be like, even if the child is a child, you might want to share. What they should know. And just thinking aloud, guys. That's where we are.
Well, if I want to also share my experience. So I think that growing up, my dad did a lot of that, where that he calls us whenever there's changes, probably in the finances, or changes here and there. He calls us and he sits us down and he shares with us things going on in the family, especially when it comes to finances. You know, there are things that we used to have. I remember when he started having challenges, you know, with his business and his finances, and he had to sit us down. I remember vividly, because this happened not just once. It happened occasionally, where he would call us and he would say, I know that you're expecting that I pay this and this and that, but right now I cannot afford to pay this and that, and these are the reasons. Hoping that you would understand and be patient with me. And I think at that period, we're still in primary school.
Okay.
Yes, we're still in primary school. And he did that also when we were in secondary school until, you know, he passed on. So I am of the opinion, and I think that it plays a very good role, because at that point we're able to understand what was going on. We didn't get to demand for things.
Yeah.
We were not impatient. It's not that we didn't know what was going on. We knew what was going on, and this helped us not to demand for too much and put him under excessive pressure.
All right.
Right? That happened. That happened. Also, he would sit us down and say, "Okay, I want you guys to pray for me at this time. This is what's ongoing. I have a particular contract that is coming.
Yeah.
I want you all to maybe pray for me and fast for like 3 days." And, you know, and the funny thing is, or the amazing thing is, after we're done with that prayer, just like 2 or 3 days after, he will call us and say, "Oh, that deal went well. And so I'm going to buy this for you all. I'm going to do this for you all." So it felt that we were part of the family. It helped us, you know, feel that we were part of a family. Like
contributing somehow.
Yeah, even though we were not doing anything, you know, like physically giving him money or going out to hustle for him.
Yeah.
It felt like we were actually contributing, you know, to the success of the family. Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it. You heard our experiences. We want to hear yours. Should parents discuss their challenges with the kids? Bring your strong points forward. The numbers haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. And
the female-only line, I think this line is also a general line for the moment. Yep. 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Should parents discuss their challenges with their kids? Now, let's not even talk about relationships also. I mean, relationship issues between parents, you know, mother.
Now I have a personal experience to share in that regard as well.
Okay, so we touch on all of that as we proceed, because some people are of the opinion that no, don't tell them. Like someone called us, they say he's going to change the child against the father. Imagine your mom saying, "Your dad, see what your daddy did."
Yeah.
So that means it matters how you say it.
It matters how you say it.
To what end? Is it for them to be informed and make their decision by themselves, or to win them over?
You see, that's the thing. Well, I would share my experience earlier. Adiola is on the line and calling from Ogba.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yes, this is Adiola. I'm calling from Ogba. I'm a first-time caller on the show.
Welcome.
Thank you, the checkers. I'm glad that I finally got you today.
Wow.
This 01 number, I think maybe you should leave it as general number, because I've been calling for more than 2 years now.
Wow.
All right. So I want to talk about the topic parents should share. You know, some of the challenges of the family with the children. My opinion is that yes, parents should share with the children, but there's something in education that is called age-appropriate information. So you need to break it down, even though you are saying exactly that same thing, but you need to say it in a way that will be enough, that will be just okay for the child at a particular age to consume. The advantage of letting the child know is because, one, it makes the child feel that he is important, that his opinion also matters. That is important, that's why you are telling him.
Yeah.
And that forges a kind of, a kind of relationship, there's closeness. You all become close. It happened to my family. We're four, but my parents had challenges. They told us, and we were part of it. We prayed together till date. We are very close. We are all closely knit, even though we are scattered around the world. But then we are still closely knit. We speak, we have, you know, and when someone has a challenge and we know about it, we'll try to come together, to face that challenge
together,
because
together.
We feel that it's any attack on one person is an attack on all. And we brought our wives and our husbands, you know, into that fold also. And we are building,
Beautiful.
That. But all that started from the fact that our parents made us understand what was going on at each time, at each moment, and that has now snowballed into something that is that, you know, other families around now, they're trying to emulate us. So with that point, I hope I've been able to convince people.
Nice one, nice one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Adeola.
Wow.
That made so
something
much sense.
Instructive in what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, that made so much sense. And I can totally relate because exactly what's happening in my family as well.
That's right.
I can absolutely relate.
So that I would just be, I'm a part of the family, I know, 100, but I'll be like, God, see love. See, this is amazing. You know, who'll be uncle, who's grandchild, who's cousin, it's just fun.
Yeah.
But it starts from home. It starts from giving your children that sense of belonging, not just by saying you're my child.
But he said something, age appropriate information.
Absolutely.
Because
I don't gonna say wah.
Their parents will say it wah.
They don't say no money.
They say it like. Even the part, you know, you mentioned something about father and mother having issues or relationship issues,
which is inevitable.
Do you get it? And then you see the mother saying, "That's your father. I'll see what your father is doing to me. Can you see that? You see your father, you know?" And then in the mind of that child is looking like, it's like my dad is an evil person, my dad is a bad person, and that hurts the child.
That's right. Back to the call. Bring your points forward on this debate and defend your points. Should parents discuss their challenges with their kids on Family Talk with the Deggers?
What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? Moses on the line. Moses from Becky.
Cheers to life. Welcome, Moses.
Yeah. So the fact there is this. It's good for parents to discuss every little thing with a child, because the truth is that you call them a child. But with all sincerity, what their big brain can carry sometimes to their needs, it makes them mature. You understand?
That's right.
There are some children today, places like Russia in the military, that knows no pain because they have been trained from a child. They don't train them like a child, so they don't even know what it feels to be a child. You understand?
Yeah.
So first, our children, we can be able to train them in a way that they will understand what is happening in the family. That you don't need to tell them, baby, my son, I don't have such money to pay for your school fees. They will be the one to tell you, Mom, don't worry. I think I'll help
you.
All right.
You may see them there.
Okay. That must be at a certain age, right?
Then, the same way you talk
to you. Oh, your network is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But he was making so much sense, and I'd love to hear more.
They should miss the children's nest in them.
No. Is that what he said? I don't think that's what he said. Did he say they should lose children?
That children should be trained in such a way that they don't know no pain. They don't consider. Is that not what I heard?
Was that what he said? If that was what he said, no. That didn't make sense.
Key elements that whatever contribution you're going to make there, so there's something fundamental that has been mentioned here, which has to do with the first caller saying that appropriate information.
Age appropriate information. Yes.
For children. That's very key. Because you can't tell a child who's. Okay, if you have an 18 months or 19 months old child, doesn't that child deserve to at least have an idea? Okay, let's say it's a toddler. I mean, let's move on. It's a toddler, full-grown toddler who can talk, but, you mean, of course, still very young.
Yeah.
Will you go and tell, how would they even understand? So you find the age, the appropriate way of passing the information across, which is very key. So if for those who are saying that, tell them, that's a standard that I think everyone should hold on to, as it were. But let's hear more from Lagosians.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Lagos.
Just alive.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Obiano Drew. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome.
Right. So this topic is a topic that is very dear to me because I've had an experience about this.
All right.
So when I was in just three, my parents had issues. Now, let me tell you what I believe. I believe every parent should tell their child what is going on. They might not say it explicitly. They might not say it to the full detail.
Yeah.
But just tell your child what is going on. All right? So my parents had issues. It was really heated at some point. And in my school, there is PTA from where I stay. We all go to school together. They come to pick us together. We use a bus. So my parents were hiding this stuff from me. Unfortunately for them, they discuss some of these things with my friends in school. And these other parents don't pay attention to know that their children are around when they will now be discussing it with themselves. So my friends pick up this information and in school, they discuss it.
Wow.
Now, I didn't even have an idea. They just say, ha, Uju's mom and Uju's dad, they're having issues. Because my parents were really popular.
Wow.
At some point, they're really popular. So I hear it from these people.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't tell you. I just want to tell you, it's just God.
Wow.
That saved my sense of reasoning.
Wow.
Because I dislike everything about my parents.
Hmm.
At some point, I wasn't talking to them because I was hearing gist about my own father
parents,
and my mother from
you don't know.
School, from friends.
All right.
People were gossiping, oh, that's why the mom and the dad had issues. The mom had to move back to the UK. And my mom has not even moved to the UK.
Wow.
She's still in Nigeria.
Wow. And thank you so much, Juju. Indeed, family's everything. Welcome back to the Family Talk with the Techers right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are...
the Techers. We're asking the question, should parents discuss their challenges with their kids? And our aim is to examine the effects and consequences of child-parent secrecy.
So far, so good. A lot has been said. The last caller took...
Yeah, I mean, she shared her personal experience as to how that her both parents were actually going through a difficult time in their relationship, in their marriage. But she never got to know about it from them. She knew in school from other people, and it really did break her heart. I can imagine how she must have
felt,
you know, knowing that, I mean, she must have lost so much trust in her parents. I mean, I'm sure she'll feel like, you were supposed to tell me this thing. Did you think I won't be able to process what is ongoing? And that's the thing. We underestimate our children. We underestimate them a lot. I was saying something to Collins when the mics were down. I am of the opinion strongly that you should share whatever it is, whatever it is, even when, mother and father are having a difficult time with themselves. It's okay to share, especially when they observe. You think that they don't observe, you think that they don't know that you think that they don't feel that there's a friction ongoing. You can pretend, right?
Yep.
You can try to act it all out and be all dramatic and be all, you know, you can try to act it all out, but they are smart. And they are sensitive and they can observe. Parenting is, you know, when people say that because you have a child, then automatically you're a parent.
Mba.
Parenting is not something we were born with.
Yep.
It's a skill. And not everybody has that skill to, you know,
be a parent, right? Even if you have a child.
One of the skills that you should have when it comes to parenting is communication. You can discuss things with your children, but how do you communicate that with them? That is actually what makes the difference.
Well, you have defended your point very strongly on the side. And a lot of people still find it difficult to say, how do I tell this child? How do I communicate? Now, you mentioned something when father and mother are having issues, all right? And how do you even tell your children, especially let's say you are going through a divorce, for example, how do you even communicate that with your two kids? But let's take some calls and hear more from Lagosians.
That's right. 0145 7190. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Though I'm first time caller on your show.
All right.
Good to have you.
Yes. What I want to say, because thank God, my both parents are still living, and I'm a parent, I have children.
You're right.
So from my upbringing, I learned a lot from my parents, because though I'm from a polygamous home.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what my mother used to tell me, you have to stand, you have to be. So I tried to build myself to be a better person, not to look at anybody. That's a part I learned from my mom. Then in my marriage, the way it is, from the early stage of my marriage, when I start having children, the home was peaceful, everything was going on smoothly. But later in life, like 10, 12 years, things start going very funny.
Hmm.
So some of those things I've tried to swallow, as in things that is happening that maybe from what I've learned from the pre-marriage course,
mm-hmm.
should not say this before the children. Till the extent that I could no longer bear it, so I now, and my spouse is not ready to change, so I now make my children my best friend. Making my children my best friend is telling them every damn thing that happens. And telling them the secret of even how we met and everything gives me joy and makes me the most happiest person on earth.
Wow.
Because I don't just want to go into details. What I'm trying to say in essence is, when anything is going on in the family, both good and bad, carry the children along. Because those children, you are thinking that they are kids, they don't know anything. They even know more than you and your husband. Because there was a day something happened in the home. I was very surprised that my fourth son came out. The way he started talking and crying, I was just calm. I could not even say a word. The only thing I could do was crying. So whatever parents do in the house, even if they did not tell the child will know. So it's better you open up to the children than them hearing or listening to any other people discussing you outside. That is all I have to say.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Wow. Strong woman.
Okay. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Huh. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
My name is Ayo. I'm calling from Ijanike.
All right, Ayo, let's talk.
I think carrying the children along really affected my decision in life. Because when I was in the junior class, I had my parents at a point, everything was okay at the beginning, at the point, things were not rosy anymore. And I was like, I want to become the breadwinner of the family. For that reason, I asked my mother, the richest person in your family, what does he do? He said, the person is a pilot. I said, I want to become a pilot. Do you know, I was supposed to do sciences in the SS, but because I understand the finance of my family, because my mother and my father do carry me along as the first son, I could not take sciences because I had to pity them. I know what it will cost them to maintain me in a science class.
Wow.
Even when I see those who are less intelligent than I am going into the sciences. In fact, some of my teachers were telling me that I would be frustrated in the commercial class I was going. I will not find it fun. I will still come back to that sciences. But I knew what I know from home. And I could not pick the sciences. Now that I grew, I regretted not doing sciences because I know what I would have achieved if I have done sciences.
Wow.
And as at that time, I was the one that changed the fortune of the family, because it got to a point, the two were, my father was on a sick bed for like 2 years and nothing could come home. My mother spent all her savings taking care of my father. I was one that invented the idea of selling ice water with our own domestic used fridge.
Wow.
And it grew from pure ice water, not pure water, no, nothing like pure water, ice water where we tie for nylon. It grew to lollipop, grew to Uncle Soyo, grew to Farmic yogurt.
Wow.
And that was how the family woke up again after several years.
Wow.
It is good to carry the children along. But like the first caller said, age appropriate information.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
If they are giving me the age appropriate information, maybe I wouldn't be so carried away that I would not have chosen my career.
All right.
Thank you, Ayo.
Wow. And then he had to sacrifice. Wow. Habib is on the line.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning. What's your name?
Okay. Yeah, my name is Habib.
Yeah.
Talk to us, Habib.
Topic.
Yeah.
You see, trying to let the kids know what's going on financially in the family is very, very important.
Okay.
Because when I was young, you know, my mom actually tried to let us know how life is. Most people try to commit suicide nowadays. It was actually as a result of the parents not letting them know what life is all about.
Yeah.
So I think the parents should try and let the kids know more about their finances.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for
so
sharing.
Let me get a chance for other people also to talk.
Thank you, Habib, for being considerate. Wow.
Wow, okay. On Facebook, we have QA Wumi Temi Tokwe Johnson says, I believe that children should be allowed to enjoy their childhood now that, he says, now that involves the adults shielding children from tough situations they face. However, as they grow, we should let them in on those information as guide of character in life. I let my 7-year-old kid, okay, know about my challenges and allow them to pray about it when they're situation, when the solution comes, I also tell them. Beautiful. I think in a nutshell, what he's trying to say is age appropriate information.
Yeah. But he says you allow children to grow and not be,
yeah, to be,
but cloud them with so many challenges and what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. David Ibiam said it is very important to carry our children along with happenings in the family. And when it comes to some sensitive matters, the way it's presented matters a lot.
I agree with you. Abimbola Fasser says it's nothing bad to let your children know some of your challenges. It will help them not to fall a victim unless it's a genetic problem.
All right.
Okay, Ifanya Diona says, good morning, Mr. Collins and Mrs. Andrea. Yes, it's good, but it depends on the challenges. The parents' part, true. And there's age they need to get to before telling them the challenges.
All right, Henry Kokoite says, personally, I think they should, though, because it will help operate or prepare the kids mentally in case the kids face such challenges in future. I love you guys. We love you, too. Osita Phillips said, on the family talk, my answer is yes and no.
Okay.
As a parent should discuss challenges with their kids if the challenge is not a sensitive one. Parents should not discuss the challenges with their kids if the challenge is a sensitive one. He said, I am just seeing you guys on air for the first time, and you guys are cute.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
We have Emmanuel on the line, and Emmanuel also is a first-time caller.
From Shumalu. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Collins.
Yes. Ima. Ima.
Hello.
Yeah. We're here.
We're here.
I just want to say, like everybody else, because somebody like me, I had a lot of challenges of my parents not telling me maybe how things is. Even to the extent, I will come back home and demand some certain things, but they will not tell me. They will not know that maybe I know what was going on at that particular time. But because they did not let me know, I will make some demand that maybe they will find it uncomfortable to cope. Even to the extent, sometimes they will go and borrow to the extent to make sure that they satisfy me. But the most important thing is just let your child know how things is, so that if the child is the somebody that can reduce.
Ooh.
Yeah, we get it. It's probably calling from the streets of Lagos, so it's never quiet.
We have Josie on the line. Josie's calling from.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. You have to turn down the volume of what you're listening to in the background.
Let me leave.
Okay.
That device so it will not obstruct what I have to say to you and your lovely wife.
Okay.
The alternative of man is not limited to his daily living, nor his daily giving, but to his self-believing. man is not limited, regardless of how less he dress. He's created to be the head, even when he thinks he's not moving ahead.
Okay.
It takes a deep insight to unravel the mystery inside. Hesitation leads to confusion, then may give way to self-condemnation if the wrong admission is given to your mental satisfaction. Hence, we ask, how do we climb the fence of thorns without getting blooded? If you take a shallow advice, you may have to repeat the journey more than twice.
Okay.
And probably get blooded.
Uh-huh.
All right.
But if you seek a wise advice or a divine advice, open insight of options will be provided for you to climb the fence without getting blooded. Your solution and advice is inside.
Okay.
The options are inside. Your satisfaction is not outside.
All right.
Does that answer the question, should parents discuss their challenges with their kids?
Yes.
Oh.
This is a summary of you seeking, because man is created limitless.
Okay.
If today you decide to speak to your wife without uttering a word, she will hear you.
We're talking about parents sharing their challenges with children specifically. Is it a yes,
Collins,
for you and give your point?
Have you ever heard of the eye?
I'm asking
when you.
You
say, yes. When no, you say no. Your mother gives you the eye.
Okay, yes.
Without a word.
Yeah.
And maybe you're outside, you're doing something, and your mother looks at you and gives you the eye. The message passes through.
That's right. But children specifically, no, the parents are going through challenges, right? And then it's okay to tell as a parent. Are you a parent? If you're not a parent, but if
I am a parent.
Do you tell your children when you have challenges?
My daughter gives me the most profound advice I've ever thinking.
All right. Fantastic.
So it's best for you to talk to your kids, because even when you don't talk to them, that's why I said the satisfaction is within, not outside.
All right. Thank you so much, Josie. We have Wisdom. He's been on the line for a while. Our wisdom is gone. That's why we put it within the ambit of the time. I know there's a lot to say, but 1 minute is what you've got.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have WhatsApp message. And this person says, what's up, Lagos? I love this topic. Let me even tell you something interesting. Do you know some parents are so bitter that they intentionally don't teach their kids their local dialect? Because 80% of the time they discuss about their relationship or issues with other family members, it is negative. So when you hear parents and not teaching their kids local languages, a lot of them are in this category. So before they even need to explain to the children about issues, children have already picked up on it just by observing their parents talk in their local dialect.
And that's right.
What he's trying to say is some parents don't teach their children their native dialect, because whenever they're having their challenges or they're talking about what is going on in the family, they speak about it in their dialect so that their children don't get to know what is happening.
That's pretty lame, if I must say, because we watch Chinese movies and we see them doing we know that he's saying that you pass my backyard, I'll give a blow. You know what I'm saying? So the children could just see your action and don't need to hear what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Because you cannot be saying, I will slap you. You will say it in a way that it would communicate even without them understanding the language. So, yeah.
That's right. Sean here says, hi, the techers. What's up, Lagos? I would support telling children age-appropriate information. Children have a way of consuming everything they see and hear. And if you do not communicate with them, you will not know what perception of what they have about parents and situation at home. So you can correct them, and even at that, they would have a sense of belonging at home. You can imagine a home where there's there's always fire. It's always hot. Mm. Mom and dad are always arguing. Mom and dad are always fighting. Or, for instance, it's not always hot, but it's cold and dead cold. Mm. And then this child goes outside to a family where you see everybody together, right? And then that child cannot, or probably that child goes to tell his friends and say, see, this thing your mom and dad is doing, my mom and dad does not do it too. Mm. My mom and dad are always abusing themselves. My mom and dad are always fighting. I think that if a parent who have sat their child down, right, and passed the information or spoken to the child, that child has a better understanding of what is going on and would rather, you know, shield it from telling others.
You know, and I mean, when they hear something, they can come back to their parents and talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if you heard about your parents outside, like the caller said, and then your parents didn't tell you. It's going to be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But if you had heard from your parents when they're saying what's not, because you've heard from the parents, you'd be
it doesn't matter.
You can even challenge them. Excuse me, this is not your business, and that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Better shut up. Or come back to your parents and let them know, and then they can address it. And that way you feel those little victories that kids have go a long way in helping their mental growth. So, mom, messages coming in.
I also wanted to say, parents who argue in front of their children, if you do it, you have to stop it. If you argue or fight or quarrel, have exchange of words in front of your kids, you have to stop it.
Or if you do it by mistake, because it's not easy sometimes. Some parents will say, it's not easy, it's tough to not make it happen. Especially if they're grown, have an explanation. Minimize it.
Yeah.
Explain to them this is what happened and it's bad.
Yeah.
Let them know it's bad, that what you did was bad, and apologize, because that's another topic. Parents
apologizing to the children.
Some parents was in that line. Anyways, let me take this message, a quick one. It says, Ozualu from Ozualu Obiosa says, yes, it's quite good for parents to share their challenges to their children with your children, because it may be helpful for those children as they avoid mistakes and learn from them.
Mm.
Lewis Lawal, still on Facebook Live, says, very pertinent to allow our kids know what's going on, considering the age appropriateness. Like he said, you are doing fine. I get it. Well, Dante Jr. says, what's up, Lagos? Yeah, it's good for parents to carry their children along concerning the challenges the family's facing, because it will make the children wise up and also have ambition to be somebody in life and change their family situation.
Mm.
Now, Princess Lizzie says, quick one, it says, so, what's up, Lagos? I pray you read my comment. So I believe my parents should always carry their children along, because it would help them go again. I mean, I need to go on a break. I'll come back to that. Man, he say pray, I read. Okay, I can take it. He say, okay, well, I pray parents should always carry their children along, because it would help a lot, especially in presenting them to the in an appropriate way. You have to present the appropriate way. Emotions is the greatest feeling. Once it's broken or tampered with, it affects those children and in the aspects of their life, especially in their mental life and social life. We as parents are children first, and the teachers will take it. Let's not forget that. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more.
All right, 11:56, and that means we need to wrap it up right now. But we have a few WhatsApp messages I'll quickly take before we head out. Samuel from Power Line Edgewood says, good morning, the techers. From my own point of view, it will be better not to let them know in order not to mess up their brain and allow them to discriminate between the mom and dad in terms of the issue of misunderstanding between the parents, because they won't be able to figure it out at a tender age. But once they're age 18, 20, it will be more clearer to them to ascertain the... Okay. All right.
It's a very good idea to open up to the children. They need to know the situation of the moment. Not knowing the situation at hand may make them think that a mom have changed. And
they no longer care about
us. So, that's from Chukwudi, Benjamin Narum, sending that on Facebook too.
This conversation is quite a broad one, because there are other things to look out for, there are other things to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to close the curtains for today.
Yep.
Tomorrow will be Techie Talk, right?
Yep. So we have some fintech conversation to talk about tomorrow. We have some guests to join us. It's going to be fun.
All right, we're stepping out. My name is Andrea Odwobi. Take it.
This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Take it. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Bye for now. Anywhere I go, I come up with my bum, my love.